Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard.
And I have a theory.
Oh, hey, chickens. Welcome back. We are looking still at the horror of Fang Rock, which I enjoyed, because I just kind of breezed through the episodes. Quite enjoyed them, even though I watched the new versions with the new special effects and the 5.1 surround mix, which is very exciting. I do love that, like, they update all of that, but, you know, there's not much they can do about how brassy it looks. And, like, I remember, you know, watching old black and white TV shows, like old Doctor Who's, in fact, and when there was a light on the set, it just flared in the camera like crazy. And the same thing is happening in this. I don't know if that's the equipment that they were using for this particular story, because I know I mentioned it was filmed in Birmingham. It's a completely, like, normally they're filmed at the BBC Centre in London, but they had to go to Pebble Mill in Birmingham, which I was talking to Peter about the other day, because he grew up in Birmingham. He's like, oh, when they did something at Pebble Mill, it felt like they were just around the corner, even though he didn't make the effort to go and look at them. Because I guess you couldn't, really. It was kind of brassy. But I did watch all of the other malarkey on the Blu-ray. Well, not everything, because there's like a whole bunch of weird other things on there. But there is like a new documentary, which runs at about 40 minutes. It is Louise Jameson, as she is now, who played Leela, obviously. And Toby Haydock, who does a lot of moderating for these things. He did like a comedy show, I think, a million years ago. And so he's kind of like involved in Doctor Who kind of fandomy business. He does like a podcast series, I think, in association with Big Finish, where he just looks at all the many different character actors who've appeared in the show over the years. And every year he does like an in memoriam of anyone who's passed on, bless him. But he goes up a lighthouse with Louise Jameson, and you know, because they're like, isn't this hilarious? You're going into a lighthouse and you didn't actually go near a lighthouse to make the story, because it was all shot on sets, either at Pebble Mill in Birmingham, or the filmed sequences, which were shot at Ealing. Even though they're on film, it's still in a studio. That was kind of interesting. And there was like, you know, there are current interviews with some of the other actors in the show who are still alive. And there's also some historical footage of the director, Paddy Russell, who I was interested to find that in this documentary, she used the name Patty instead of Patricia, like Patty with two D's, instead of Patricia, so that people didn't know she was a woman, because she was worried about, you know, people forming an opinion before they got to the studio floor, which was interesting. And yeah, apparently Tom Baker and Patty Russell didn't get along very well. There's also Behind the Sofa, which I called Behind the Couch the other day, and in a text message to Matt, who was horrified. Just like he gets upset when I say pants instead of trousers. Behind the Sofa is like, it's basically Gogglebox for Doctor Who. So they get a whole bunch of Doctor Who actors or people who are somehow associated with the production over the years, and they sit on a couch, a sofa, and they watch a cut-down version of the show, and they all kind of, you know, comment on it. You know what's weird is that so behind them there's all these cutouts of various monsters that turn up in the episodes, and one of them is the new version of the Rutan from the special effects, you know, with the like the visible appendages and everything. But then the episode that they're watching is the papier-mâché balloon the light in it that just has like some tendrils hanging off it that, you know, could be spider webs. So yeah, it's very hilarious. So yeah, there's a few other things. There's the documentaries that were included in the original DVD, which I didn't watch this time because I've seen them before, but there's one on Terence Dix and his career being the script editor during the Pertwee years, writing this particular story, and another couple for the Tom Baker era, and then writing all those 4,003,000 Doctor Who books that I read when I was a kid. Also, there's an interview with Patty Russell. There's an ad for this. I don't think I'd seen this before. There's an ad for the Dennis Fisher dolls, because I've still got my Tom Baker Doctor Who doll. He's missing half a leg, and I don't know what happened to his hat. I think Barbie stole his hat. My sister's Barbie stole his hat. But yeah, that was very cute. So yeah, it's kind of fun. It's yeah, I do love watching the extra bits and bobs. I didn't watch the you can watch, like, there's a what do you call it, the production text. Like, there's someone, like, you watch the show and someone has done, like, it's a bit like, I don't know if you ever saw pop-up video back in the day, and it's just like subtitles. I use the subtitle track, but it's all just information about the story, about when it was filmed, what days the rehearsals happened, you know, all sorts of like interesting bits and bobs. I mean, maybe not interesting, but like some of it's interesting. But yeah, it's kind of fun. There's just lots of silliness that you can have with these things. There's usually audio commentaries as well, which I presume this one has. Yeah, it does. It's got one with Louise Jameson, John Abbott, who's one of the actors in it, and Terence Dix. And then there's another one that's new for this Blu-ray, which is I think only on episodes 2 and 4, which is Tom Baker talking to Toby Haydock, and yeah, the info text. It's just so silly. I love how intensely nerdy these these Blu-rays are. I might actually try and make my way through all of. Is this a crazy thing to do? make my way through this whole box set. It'll probably take me months, like months and months and months. But let's see how far I get. When I bought the DVDs originally in the old days, I mean, some of them I got for free from work, weirdly. I used to watch them and then watch them with the info text and then watch them with the commentary, like just over and over. Like, when did I have all this time? I think that was when I was doing, yeah, radio. So I was, you know, delirious and awake and had finished work by 11 a.m. So just obviously had plenty of time to sit around going, ooh, watching DVDs. Never mind that I had, you know, a million Blu-rays that I bought when I just went through this period when I worked in radio, like I just kept buying Blu-rays. Like, I was like, I love this film. I'll buy it on Blu-ray. And, you know, I've sold most of them since on eBay because I never unwrapped them. Like, they're all still in their plastic. I've got DVDs still in their plastic that I've never looked at, that I've never unwrapped. I'm like, yeah, I'm never getting around to that. Books that I've never taken out of the plastic. Like, I've got a problem. Nerd. Does anyone else have this? Am I the only nerd that has an entire bookshelf full of things of which I've maybe looked at one? Like, I've maybe unwrapped one Blu-ray and watched it. Like, I've got a massive box. I've got one of those, you know, those IKEA pigeonhole system things, and like there's a big plastic box full of Blu-rays all still in their wrappers. I would love to know how you deal with your collections.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.